Ali Mosley, after all that, we got there. How are you, Ali?
I might be better than Richard this morning.
We've ripped up that other ticket.
Sounds like you're having fun over there.
We know what happens now. What do you think of the multi first up? Green Shadows top two, Waterford top four.
Yeah, I like Green Shadows. I'm pretty keen on Waterford. I think we got crunched with the scratching there of Jimmy Starr, who heads to Queensland, which is a bit of a shame price-wise. But, yeah, I'm quite keen on Waterford. So I like it lots. We finally got there in the end.
Well, hopefully, Al. I've just got a salute now.
All right. Let's. Well, there's some two-year-olds, isn't there, racing in the first at Rosehill tomorrow. So, and I've just brought up the wrong marker. But tell us who you fancy there, Ali.
I'm a little bit here, there and everywhere with my tips this week, so you'll have to bear with me because we're going, just to preface this, I've got one from Wanganui, one from Kembla Grange, one from Eagle Farm, Rose Hill, and I've got one at Scone for us today. So,
you know what, go we for love it. Them just get into it. Yep. Tell us what, tell us what they are.
We're just going to go everywhere. So that the first race at Rose Hill on the program. I wasn't desperately keen on too many of them. I think Seascape's short enough, but I'd probably be staying out of that one. So at Rose Hill in race two, on what I thought was a tricky day to find something that I liked, I've landed on Run With The Tide, who's $5 at the moment in the midway. So I've gone with Run With The Tide there. I think I'm hoping Cigar Flick should just be too good for them in race six. Is my bet at the moment, who's $8. So each way there for Cigar Flick in race six. They're the two that I like at Rosehill.
Race six, Cigar Flick. Okay. So race two, number 17. And race six, number seven. Race six, number seven, Cigar Flick. All right. Where are we going next?
Then we'll jump to Kembla Grange, so we'll start in Sydney. In the first race, I'm keen on Bullets High, who was also meant to run yesterday and was scratched. He didn't handle the track conditions last start there at Gosford. They've got a big opinion of him. He's on a Queensland Derby pass, should he run well this weekend. So he goes around in the first at Kembla, steps out to 2,000, which will suit, again, I think when Joe Pride earmarks one, he knows that they're going to go well. He did the same thing with Chael Wolf, so similar sort of story here with Bullets High. By Ace High out of an Ifraj mare, so I think we'll suit stepping out to 2,000 to the ground. I don't think we have any markets yet, but I'd be keen on Bullets High in the first at Kembla.
Okay, so that'll be race one, number three, Bullets High at Kembla. All right, yeah. Keep going.
Then we're going north to Eagle Farm. So in the eighth event on the program there, I'm keen on Jimmy Starr, who's 2:30 at the moment. So we'll have something on him, but I also want to have something each way on Williamsburg as my value bet there. He's 8.50 at the moment, gets the blinkers off for the first time. He trialled well recently, and I feel as though this horse has always been right there, right up in it, and I can't see why this isn't a pretty winnable race for him. So Jimmy Starr, but something on Williamsburg each way.
Yep. That's race eight, number five, Jimmy Starr at Eagle Farm, and race eight, number four, Williamsburg each way. Okay, keep going.
Then at Wanganui tomorrow,
love this.
Race five. I've had a chat to some of my Kiwi mates, and they're very keen on Titled. So that's horse number seven in race five at Wanganui.
Race five, number seven, Wanganui. Titled is a $4.20 chance with tap. Race five, Wanganui, number seven, Titled. Okay, keep going.
And then finally, to kick us off today, I'm hoping that we've got a winner in the first at Scone, Helsey Bell for Brett Kavanagh.
I think you've tipped this one to us before.
I think I probably have.
Today at Scone.
Race we've got the Scone Cup yesterday too, so that should be a great day.
Okay. Okay, I'm not seeing this on the tab markets yet. Race one, number one. Well, that's easy to remember. Race one, number one, Helsey Bell at Scone. Oh, is it Tamworth? No.
Tamworth, sorry, that was
Tamworth.
My fault.
Yeah, Tamworth. That's okay, right, it's a Tamworth.
Sorry,
that's right.
Mitt, I did you in there.
All good. Tamworth today, race one, number one, Helsey Bell.
That's right. And that's where I'll leave it because I think I've confused everyone enough.
No, I'm going to go through them and let me know if I've got any of these wrong. So Ali's tips tomorrow. Race two at Rosehill, firstly. Rosehill, race two, number 17, Run With The Tide. Also, race six, number seven, Cigar Flick. Going to Eagle Farm, she likes race 8, number 5, Jimmy Star, but also having a bet each way on number 4 in the same race, Williamsburg. So race 8, number 5, and number 4. Also tomorrow at Kembla Grange, race 1, number 3, Bullets High. At Whanganui in New Zealand tomorrow, race 5, number 7, Titled. And Tamworth today, race 1, number 1, Helsey Bell, $2.10 favourite, just to put the bank, or build the bank for the weekend. Have I got those, Ali? Have I stuffed
you're
that
right.
up?
Yeah, no, Mido, you're right. I'm sorry to make your morning more difficult than it sounds like it already is.
Oh, don't worry, I feel sorry. The poor bloke here doing, I think it was a sunrise cross, had to do it all through the leaf blower just before, so we've got it easy. Ali, thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy Adelaide.